Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Covering the Miami Heat from deep in the paint to beyond the arc and always inside the 305. This is Red Hot Hoops. Now, here's Alex Dono and Hollywood.
Red Hot Hoops, an Odyssey podcast. Alex Dono, united, reunited, and it feels so good with the man they call Hollywood. Hollywood, how you doing, sir? Is the Miami Heat are five games over 500 for the first time all year?
I'm doing well, Dono. Was it Disney World or something where you went off to? We did miss you for a week.
Yeah. If I'm ever out of town, 90% chance it's Disney World because we got the annual passes, which are not cheap. Try to get our money's worth. We go like every 3 months.
I know. I hear you on that one, man. I'm the same way. Yeah, same way with those, especially with those Disney passes, man. You got to make sure you get your money's worth, right?
No question about that. So the Heat, most recent victory, Hollywood, you got to love this, especially with Jimmy Butler out of the lineup, which is an aggravation in itself. Like the fact that, you know, shortly before the game, back soreness, decides not to play. But sans Jimmy, Bam Adebayo has himself a thunderous game against the Boston Celtics. You know, this is why, and I feel like Bam, he's playing with the extra chip on his shoulder because he's so pissed about this all-star fan voting where he can't crack the top 10. But I feel like he's taken out that frustration on the court, which I love. Bam goes off for 30 and 15 against Boston, including, you know, the go-ahead shot for a jumper from roughly from the free throw line to give the Heat the lead for good with under a minute to go in the game. So you love to see this from Adebayo, and 30 and 15, that's the type of stat line that should get you top 10 in fan voting.
You know, I really like Bam Adebayo, and he's a guy that not only does not get enough credit, but he kind of gets a lot of crap, doesn't he? I really do like him. A lot of people rip him for his offensive game or lack of. I don't know. I think he does enough. And again, you know, he's in a situation, I don't want to compare it to Chris Bosh, but he's in a tough situation here when it comes to, you know, there's a lot of mouths to feed, and he's, you know, he knows where he stands in that pecking order, I think, offensively, you know, and it's not easy when you got Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry in that starting lineup all the time to eat for him. So you know, I've always been a big Bam Adebayo fan. He always seems to go about everything he does quietly, right? I mean, you never hear him complain. You never hear him be an issue. So I'm just a fan of his game, and I think he's a great fit for this Heat team. He's perfect for this team. But it's nice when he gets to have a game like that, and you know, kind of remind people, hey, I can play offensively as well. And you know, Dono, I think we've all talked about it. If he can work that mid-range game that was working for him at the end of that Celtics game, throughout that Celtics game, really, the limit for Bam Adebayo. That's just really been the one thing that he's needed to add to his game.
You know, I wouldn't have predicted this going in, but I thought beyond Bam, the second best player wearing a Miami Heat uniform in that 98-95 win over the Celtics was Haywood Highsmith. I mean, he adds 15-10, shot 5-for-7 in the game, played some tremendous defense. He adds himself a double-double. And, you know, Highsmith, he's becoming another one of those stories where the Heat are just able to find these guys that just come out of nowhere and end up being contributors on an NBA team that's contending for playoff spots. It's pretty remarkable.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we talked about this team needing a spark, right? And kind of feeling stale, and maybe he's the guy to do that. And you get a win over the Celtics, which is huge, obviously much needed victory over a team that you're trying to chase down here. And it's going to be very interesting, I think, to watch this Heat team as we hit the All-Star break and after the All-Star break here to see, again, where they end up falling in the standings here, because it's starting to feel like they're getting a little bit of confidence. And, we know that this team is very capable, right? I mean, they did it last year with the same roster, but, there has been some drop-off this season without question. And, Jimmy's missed a lot of time. Kyle's missed time. And, when your stars are out, it's certainly tough. But I wonder what the second half of this season is going to be like, what the stretch run is going to look like. I think it's going to be really exciting to watch. See, first off, can these guys stay healthy? That'll be the big question. And that's kind of the big question going around the NBA right now, as it seems like stars are missing games left and right for all of these teams. But I think the Heat stretch run is going to be very interesting to watch.
Well, yeah, and on that topic, I mentioned Jimmy Butler was a late scratch from that Celtics game. Thankfully, it turned out they didn't need Jimmy to get it done, against the top team in the conference, which is nice. But it's one of, I think Hollywood, that if Jimmy had the same issue before a playoff game, he wouldn't have sat, that it wasn't like a situation where this was the sort of debilitating injury that would keep him out when he's needed most, which is, I guess it's kind of reassuring, but at the same time, it's really become a trend in the NBA. And, you mentioned this the last time we were on together. There's no way they're going to take games off the schedule because they're taking money out of each other's pockets. So, they're never reducing from 82. If anything, they may end up doing what the NFL recently did and find a way to add games in the future. But you're definitely subtracting lately games that these stars are playing. I think that the medical analytics have reached a point where, this isn't the 80s and 90s anymore where you just grit your teeth and you bear it. If guys are going through the regular season with a few nagging issues, these medical teams and these training teams now do the math like, oh well, if he only plays in 60 games, 65 games, there's a better chance he's healthy throughout the playoffs. I think that's what the Heat do a lot with Jimmy, and it's something that teams are doing a lot around the league to sustain star players.
Yeah, I don't know, Alex. I think the league has a big problem on its hands, to be quite honest with you. I mean, you look at that game against Boston, and, the game was perfectly entertaining. It was a fun game and all that, but you're missing two of the three top players in that game, right? I mean, Jimmy is a late scratch, with a back issue. And again, you said, could he have played if it was a playoff game? And it's like, well, you're still getting paid, man. Like, it'd be nice if you could play, if you did. And then, Jaylen Brown misses the game. He's got right adductor injury maintenance. And, I think that league has a really big problem with guys sitting and not playing when they're healthy enough to go. And, we've said, obviously, they won't cut games, but there's got to be a better solution than charging fans, a dynamic pricing and making the tickets more expensive when the teams come to town. And then, you see these guys sit. It's disappointing. We've harped on it. I don't know what's going to change, though. I don't know what I don't know what you can do to change this, outside of taking money from guys, which they'll never do. I don't know what you can do to make the situation better. It's clearly a very frustrating situation here. But, I don't know how you fix that, man.
Well, for the Heat, it's now a two-game winning streak. I mentioned five games over 500 for the first time. They're now the sixth seed. So at the moment, they're percentage points in front of the New York Knicks, who are in the seventh seed. So if the season were to end today, you would avoid the dreaded play-in round, which would be nice if the Heat can do that. A lot of basketball left to play. They're going to go for three in a row on Friday against the Orlando Magic at home. you know, I tried to, you know, when I was in Orlando last week, and I tried to, you know, spread some negative vibes and everything. Hopefully they'll come down here in some sort of a slump. That should be a third straight win for Miami. But I think if we've learned anything this year, Hollywood, sometimes the Heat save their best performances against top opposition, and they often play down to the competition. So I don't take any victory for granted. I would guarantee you, even though the Heat should beat a Orlando team that's 10 games under 500 at home, this is probably going to come down to a final possession.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. There's no game at this point that that you can take lightly. And I think every game is going to count now. Every game is going to count. You want to get into that four spot? You want to get some home court advantage in the first round of the playoffs? Every game is going to count. So I completely agree with you. You can't look at the Magic's record. The Magic have talented players, right? They're just young, you know, trying to figure things out. But they do have talented players. They're certainly capable. I mean, how they beat the Celtics by a bigger margin than the Heat did. So yeah, you can't take them lightly. You can't take anyone lightly right now if you're the Heat. And I don't think that they will. I think that they're going to be ready to go. And by the way, Jimmy Butler announced he's going to play.
There you go.
So assuming, you know, if there's no setbacks with whatever he's dealing with, and listen, I am one to understand the back issue. I have the back, lower back pain myself. So I get it, Jimmy. I get it. But yeah, he said he's good to go here. So, you know, man, it'd be interesting to see the Heat with full complement of guys. I'd tell you that for sure. It's been a long time. I don't know last time we had that whole lineup together, but it would be interesting to see.
Are they still – they're still below 500, though, with the whole starting lineup together, though. I'm pretty sure. I know we discussed that the last time we were on together, and I don't think they've crept over the 500 mark. So maybe that's a curse. Maybe these guys have gotten so used to playing next man up and, like, mixing and matching the parts that when their best five are together, they don't know what to do.
Wasn't meant to be, you're saying?
Yeah, maybe not.
I'm interested again. I'm interested to see it here. And this is, you know, if they're going to head into the playoffs at full strength, which is the hope, right? I mean, yeah, that would be the definite hope for this Miami Heat team, is they can find a way to get to the postseason healthy. You know, I don't know, man. Can they do a little damage? I'd like to see it together. I'd like to see how they look in the second half of the season after the All-Star break. But I'm starting to feel a little more optimistic here than I was probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that. And if you guys want to keep up with the latest Miami Heat news and discussions, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, Red Hot Hoops. It's available on Apple Podcasts, of course, on Odyssey, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And if you can take the time to leave us a 5-star rating and a nice review as well, we would appreciate that. We are creeping closer to the February 9th trade deadline, so I imagine we're going to have some discussions come up on future episodes about possible trades that Pat Riley can pull the trigger on. For Hollywood, for our producer, Marcos, who always pushes the right buttons, I am Dono. We will talk to you guys next time on another episode of Red Hot Hoops, part of the Odyssey Podcast Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.